You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The USFL Gambling Podcast Week 3 DFS Show on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WynnBET. Bet $10 at WynnBET and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WynnBET. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Coors Light. Get mountain cold refreshment delivered straight to your door via Drizzly or Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/SGP. That is CoorsLight.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. Head over to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app today. We're also brought to you by us. Yes, the SGPN app. Yes, and we're giving away $500 in our NFL draft props contest. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/draft or click the contest tab in the SGPN app, which you can download for free on in the App Store or Google Play Store. So grab that thing today and let it ride.
Hey, this is Eric Metcalf. You're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Football is a unique American experience. A game described by one turn of the century critic as crude and barbaric, with little chance of survival. But survive it did.
USFL Gambling Podcast Week 3 DFS Show. My name is Colby Swinging Dantermace Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
Nobody knows nothing.
Somebody knows. Double the price, but no one touches Dundee.
Been killing it on the picks. 3-1 last week. ATS. On overs and under, so 6-2 in as a group, or as and not as a group, just me picking everything. And also, I gave away what on this very show, this DFS show, just 2 weeks ago, I gave away a first place lineup that hit for $1,000.
Cha-ching!
Boom! And I am joined by my co-host. Some call him the DFS God. Give it up for the rooftop IPA drinking, homebrew making, Tobacco Road living, the free lock giving, former Herndon Basketball League MVP. Give it up for NC Nick in the place to be.
What's going on, man? You know, some also say I live too close to an airport.
That might be. That is. Hey, maybe get your ass down to Birmingham, catch these ball games. There we go. All right.
Yeah, long story short, I'm having some work done on my house, so we're filming this from my patio, and I do live close to Raleigh Durham International. And if you hear some loud sounds, that's just a plane going by. No worries.
No, that's your DFS squad taking off.
Boom.
Heading to victory lane. All right.
To the moon.
Last week I got my ass kicked, really. Actually, I think I won in one of them. I won $12. So it kind of, broke even, because I submitted, I think, three lineups, and I think if anything, I might've lost like $2, but
I cashed on a showdown lineup. It might've been the Friday night game. I don't know. I play so much DFS. I did pretty well on the showdown, but as far as the overall weekend, I kind of struggled again. So, I'm due for a big week on, you know, on the main slate, you know, so let's do this.
There we go. And come play DraftKings with us. We'll tweet it out at USFL Gambling on Twitter, as well as Nick's personal Twitter. He sets up this account. Come play with us for a couple bucks, just some trash talking rights at NC_NICK. And also, I mean, NC Nick handles it on all fronts. MLB, DFS, he plays daily. We do this with college football, NFL, all that stuff, college basketball. So,
oh yeah,
we got you covered. So give a follow to the gambling at USFL Gambling, and NC Nick on Twitter at NC_NICK, and I'm on Twitter at the Colby D. Do all that. Let's hop into this, man, because I got a feeling that this week's my week. I'm coming for first place again.
All right. Well, then you start things off. Who's your quarterback?
I am. You know what? I went away from him last week. I went with Luis Perez. That was bad, a terrible news decision. I should have went with Sloter. I was originally going to go with Sloter, but no, I'm going with DeAndre Johnson, 7,700. Okay. That the fact that Brian Scott is questionable, might not play. I think DeAndre Johnson is a guy that, if Mike Riley watches any film, he'll say, "Hey, our team's better when he's playing quarterback." So I'm going to take a shot. And the fact that he runs for a decent amount of yards, game in, game out, at least he gets the attempts. I know that the Panthers made an emphasis of really trying to shut him down. Well, I don't think the Stars have as good as a run defense or a defensive minded head coach like Jeff Fisher that can find creative ways to do that. I'm going to take DeAndre Johnson at 7,700. This is who I played when I won my $1,000 lineup. So
it's all or nothing. You're pushing the chips in and saying that if this guy has another monster game, which he's capable of, then he could do big things. But the only problem is that he's also capable of only putting up 4.6 fantasy points like he did in week two. So that's the gamble, man. I'm going the more traditional route just because I have a ton of money to spend here. So, yeah, I think the two quarterbacks that are probably the most attractive are Brian Scott and Kyle Sloter, but both of them currently carry questionable tags. Scott did not practice Wednesday. Sloter was a limited participant. I feel better about Sloter's chance. I think he's going to play. I'd be really shocked if he doesn't play this game. It is a big game. You know, granted, it's only week three. It's the 2-0 teams, Birmingham against New Orleans. I'm going Sloter for 9.7K. He's averaging the second most fantasy points per game from the quarterback position. And I think that offense is only getting better each week. So give me your guy, Sloter Saturdays, Saturday night prime time.
Can't wait. And look, I'll be honest. One of my lineups will have him as a starting quarterback.
Yeah.
Just not this one. All right. I mean, he's the best quarterback in the league. He's the best quarterback in the league, and actually, you know what? The Stallions defense has been so shaky. Maybe you talked me into Sloter Saturdays on this lineup. I'm taking it. Look, you got the birds fucking chirping over there.
That's a sign.
That is a sign. Air it out. I'm switching to Kyle Sloter. All right. Sloter is my guy, and I'm still leaving $5,000, 5.1 on the table. All right, running back. So now we have the same quarterback, so we can do even that, you know, and talk about how great Kyle Sloter is and how he's better than any New York Jets quarterback in the past 5 years.
Are you going three running backs again? Is that's your motto, right?
I am doing three. Yeah. You know, last week I jumped off of that. Last week I switched and I did two
Stick
running backs.
To your guns, man.
Yeah. And so my top, I think he's the best running back in the league. So I'm basically rostering the best quarterback and the best running back in the league. And I think I might have the best wide receiver in the league too. So, Mark Thompson, Houston Gamblers, 5,700. This guy is physical. You know, I don't know how they haven't given him he hasn't scored a touchdown yet. I don't think
he's due positive touchdown regression.
He's a fucking beast. If you watch, there's one guy that jumps off screen to me with the running back position in the league. Everyone else is kind of interchangeable to me. There's one guy that says, "Oh, he's better than everybody." That's Mark Thompson. Have you had a chance to watch this guy? He's a
yes,
beast.
I have been impressed. He's on my roster also. So unfortunately we're 2 for 2, only 5.7K. Yeah. I mean, you know, he doesn't get a ton of carries, but his average is so good. 13 for 71 week one, 16 for 93 week two, has not crossed the end zone yet. I think that happens this week in what should be a against an average Tampa Bay defense. The only downfall of Thompson is that he hasn't caught a pass yet. So you're getting nothing in the passing game. And therefore, his price is relatively cheap at only 5.7K. But I'm with you. Mark Thompson is, I do have a higher, a more expensive running back, but Thompson is definitely on my roster.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, all right. Well,
I would imagine you have higher, more expensive running backs as well.
Well, I just yeah, but I went. I guess I didn't go.
It doesn't matter.
I went in order of the way the roster aligned. But yeah, so I do. So wait. So we've canceled each other out in running back. So you give out your running back.
All right. Well, I was all ready to take your boy T.J. Logan Jr. for New Orleans, but he also has a questionable tag. That's going to be a reoccurring theme here in this podcast because a lot of guys in the USFL. are currently listed as questionable. Logan did not play practice Wednesday. And actually New Orleans has pretty good depth at running back. So that was too risky of a play. I substituted TJ Logan out and I had a ton of money. So I was able to grab the most expensive running back, BJ Emmons for Tampa Bay. And he is the exact opposite of Mark Thompson. He catches a ton of balls. He already has, six catches for 52 yards through the first two games.
He sucked for me last week.
Well, I mean, he still put up, 9.8 fantasy points. I mean, it's a USFL. It's not good, but that's not awful. Yeah. Granted his per yards rushing, per attempt is not good. That Tampa Bay offensive line is struggling, but the good thing is that Emmons is the number one running back for the Bandits and he will catch balls. I think he's just a safe play. Coming in averaging 12.6 fantasy points per game. So those are my two running backs. I went three receivers. So you were due to give me two more running backs.
Well, the top price guy that I think I'm just going to go chronologically. I went with the guy from the New Jersey Generals, Trey Williams at 5,600. He had 9 rushes for 34 yards. He splits time with Victor. But I like the fact that 9 for 34 and then he had 4 for 22 receiving. So I like him out the backfield. He's like they have conservative quarterback play, so they don't stretch the field. They like to dink and dunk. So at 5,600, give me Trey Williams as my next running back. And then my last running back, if we're going that way, is CJ Marable. This is a guy that got in the end zone last week. I struggled. Look, originally I was going to roster. So I had Marable out for a second and I was like, okay, but I'm going to go with the New Orleans back, TJ Logan, but he's questionable. Oh, let me go with the Philly back. No, the Philly running back, Holland, questionable. So you're sitting there saying, well, shit, I don't want to play someone that's going to get me a zero. So, I went out and got CJ Marable at 6,000. Like I said, I have 6,700 on the table that I did not spend.
Welcome to the world of USFL DFS. It's funny because I was just about to ask you if you liked Williams better than Marable, but you're rostering them both. That's a sweet section of, for running backs there because I also like Jordan Ellis for New Orleans, who already has 39 attempts through two games for 153 yards and a touchdown. And if the other dude, their more pass catcher, Logan Jr., is out, then maybe Ellis gets some catches as well. I think that could be.
But Larry Scott is back or whatever, right?
Larry Rose.
Larry Rose. I'm sorry. Larry Scott's Pac-12. That's what scared me away from that. I had Ellis in the week one. He was part of my $1,000 lineup and he did great. But the Rose wasn't healthy. He was drafted higher, and you're thinking, well, shit, is he going to get some reps? I don't know. I mean, you know what? It's not a bad play though. It's not a bad play. So. I don't know.
I'm rethinking my flex spot now because I do have, speaking of New Orleans breakers, Johnny Dixon, their receiver here. And also because the other receiver for New Orleans, again, a questionable tag guy, Sean Poindexter, he was limited Wednesday. But you know what? I think I might switch this up midstream and get a third running back. I'm going to call him.
It's easy to see a tide turn.
There you go, George W. I am going to roster Jordan Ellis. Should be the main back for New Orleans this week.
You know where you messed up, though? Jonathan Adams is the best wide receiver in the league. I remember him at Arkansas State when we played college football DFS. This guy was a monster. I don't know how he's not in the NFL, and he clearly showed that last week by having a monster day. This guy is, no one can guard him. He should be in the NFL. Okay, so this is what I mean. The three best players, Slaughter's the best quarterback. Mark Thompson's the best running back. Jonathan Adams is the best wideout. Talk to
and
me.
He's only 3.8K.
Yes.
You know, so you would think he's going to put up more points this week than my guy, Mr. Taunting Penalty himself, Osiris Mitchell.
He's my last player. He's my last, or my last offensive player.
I think, yeah. So, we're getting way sidetracked here, I suppose. Let's reel it back in for a second. You're done with running backs. I'm done, right?
Yeah. Did you see what Jonathan Adams did, though?
I saw it was like 5 for 90 and touchdown or something.
Yeah. And I think he got a 2-point conversion, too.
So you have Osiris Mitchell and
Jonathan Adams.
So I have Osiris Mitchell. I'm going to go a different route here. We can't have too much of the same team. I'm going to go Bailey Gaither for Pittsburgh.
I like it.
He's only 4.8K. He's cheap as hell. You see what he did last week?
I have him on my other lineup that I did for the SGP show.
There you go. 7 for 117 on 9 targets and a touchdown. Week one, he also got 7 targets. So he's getting the love from his quarterback. And you know, and we mentioned it on our picks podcast. Josh Love and the Maulers are finding something offensively. They're opening up a little bit. They're throwing down the field, and Bailey Gaither, his old college teammate, is his favorite target. So give me Gaither for 4.8K.
There we go. All right. So that leaves us just with defense, right?
We are burning through this lineup fast and furious. Who's your defense?
Well, before I get to defense, I got to tell people that I got to get us paid. God damn it. I wasn't paying attention. We're almost done with this podcast.
Everybody wants to know who our defense is though. So that's the bait.
Hey, you won me. I won $1,000. All right. Top and first place out of fucking a bunch of people. Thousands of people. I want to tell you that the USFL Gambling Podcast DFS show is brought to you by WinBet. Bet $10 at WinBet and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. Download the WinBet app now or visit winbet.com. That's WynNBet.com and get started today. We're also brought to you by Coors Light. Get mountain cold refreshment delivered straight to your door via Drizzly or Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/SGP. That's CoorsLight.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. Head over to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app today. We're also brought to you by Athletic Greens and their AG1 supplement. Yeah, you're wondering, what is this stuff? Well, with one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, your focus, your recovery, your aging, all that good stuff. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/SGP. Once again, that is athleticgreens.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by IP Vanish. Did you know that browsing online using incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? That's right. With added security, you might as well be giving away all that stuff to hackers, advertisers, your ISP, other prying eyes. That's why I use IP Vanish VPN. We use that here at God's Eye. That's how we get all these fantastic games on. Hides your physical location, just everything, your passwords, your emails, your browsing history. All right. So go to ipvanish.com/SGP and use the promotional code SGP and claim your 70% off savings. That's ipvanish.com/SGP. And we're also brought to you by us. Yes, the SGPN app is live in the App Store and Google Play Store. It is free to download. You'll get access to all of our picks, podcasts, and articles. And like I said, it's free, folks. So grab that thing today and let it ride. It's time for defense.
Hold on. Before we go there, we forgot to give out the over under for each game, which is a tool DFSers use to maybe, you know, roster more players in the games that should be higher scoring. So first off, the highest over under, Birmingham, New Orleans, sitting at 44.5. I don't know about you, but my roster is littered with players from these two teams.
Well, Slaughter, Jonathan Adams, CJ Maribel, Osiris Mitchell.
Yeah. I got the other running back for New Orleans too. So yeah, you know, it makes sense to get some guys because there should be some offense there. Second, 40.5, New Jersey, Philadelphia. Third, Pittsburgh, Michigan is at 39.5. And the lowest at 38.5 is Tampa Bay, Houston, which is a pretty good segue into my defense because I'm going with, I think it was the cheapest defense on the board too, surprisingly. They are the cheapest defense, and they've also put up the second most defensive points, and they're in the lowest scoring game. Give me the Houston Gamblers for 3,600 going up against a Tampa Bay team that has only scored, what, 20 points on the season so far?
That is true. But look, I got questions about their quarterback play. I think the Gamblers are going to have the ball. I'm sorry, the Bandits are going to have the ball all day, and that's why I went with their opposing team defense. I went with the Tampa Bay Bandits. Clayton Thorson is right now the president of Lawn Chair University. All right. And this guy, well, every other play is almost a pick. Kenji Bahar is injured. Besides Mark Thompson, they ain't got nothing right now. I got Tampa Bay and Pepper Johnson with that tricky defense, giving them a hard time.
Well, I mean, if you're trying to differentiate your lineup from the masses, then you're probably were successful. I would just say, you know, not too many people are going to pick Tampa Bay after they just got beat 34-3. They only had one fantasy point in that game, and they've yet to cause a turnover. So, or yet to force a turnover, I should say. So, interesting play. I like the other side of that game better myself, and I think that is our side bet for a bottle of bourbon pick of the week.
Yeah, let's do it. And when you look at you know, I was on the SGP show when we gave away our DFS lineups there. I gave away a different lineup there, so go check that out as well. But everyone was on the Maulers, so I said, "Shit, everyone's going to take that Jeff Fisher, whoever's playing the Jeff Fisher offense." So I like your idea of Houston, but I think Tampa Bay. Look, the one thing I know is I don't want New Orleans or Birmingham because I think scoring is going to happen there. So that leaves us then with, you know, what might be a decent play is the New Jersey Generals defense. Because if Brian Scott doesn't play, that defense might be able to hold it. They just gave up 6 points last week.
Yeah.
So, and I don't know.
I will say with my defense, I mean, they gave up 33 points to Birmingham last week. Still had a good game because they had a defensive touchdown for the second week in a row. I don't know how sustainable defensive touchdowns are every week, you know? So chances are the Houston defense probably does not get a pick six or a fumble recovery for a touchdown this week, but I still think they can do some damage against an average or below average Tampa offense.
There you go. You heard it here first. Boom. From NC
Those
Nick.
Are our lineups.
He's got, he's going to bank on his defense to make some noise again. But hey, I don't know. I mean, look, we got a bottle of bourbon on the line. Let's do it, all right?
Have your car towed all the way to your house, and all you got for me is light beer?
I don't want Jim Beam or Jack Daniels either, man.
Buddy, don't you worry about me. I'll get you a nice Woodford Reserve or something. Are you? You guys, it's crazy. You're like in the area where they make the bourbon, but yet you can't even find it.
It's hot, man. You know, I always say wherever there's a high percentage of fairly well-to-do white guys that are middle-aged, bourbon is hard to come by. So it's a trendy drink these days. Woodford is the newest one that's starting to become kind of hit or miss if the liquor stores have it, which is ridiculous because I could always bank on finding Woodford.
I smoke and I drink and I don't have stress and I'm healthy.
There you go. So it's becoming tougher to find. So I might have to hit you up for Woodford in the near future.
There you go. We got it all. We go to the grocery store. We're not going to go to special stores. All right. We go to the gas station and you can buy a bottle of liquor. How about that? Fill up your tank and get a fucking bottle of Woodford Reserve. Some things, believe it or not, California does do right. Taxes, no. But hey, the fact you can load up and get a bottle of bourbon out of 7-Eleven. That's always good. All right, folks, subscribe to the USFL Gambling Podcast. We're on Twitter at USFL Gambling. Tell a friend and look, subscribe to all of our great podcasts. We have the College Football Experience. Me, Patty C, NC Nick. We've been doing that for 5 years. Never had a losing season. We're over 1,000 episodes into that thing. We got the College Basketball Experience. We got the College Baseball Experience, the Sports Gambling Podcast, all that NFL draft stuff we just did over there. Chris Long in studio. just check out all of us. I mean, NHL playoffs, the NHL gambling podcast, the NBA gambling podcast. Shout out to Terrell Furman Jr. and Moonoff, my guys over there. We have so much content. Golf gambling podcast. You know, we got horse racing going on. You know, Kentucky Derby's right around the corner. Check out all of them on Sports Gambling Podcast Network and get that SGPN app, which is free to download in the App Store and Google Play Store. And yeah, let's enjoy another weekend. Hopefully, I can win another $1,000. We'll see if one of you guys has the courage to tail me on my picks. Regardless, have a wonderful weekend. Let's go USFL. Keep kicking ass. USFL is here to stay. This is the USFL Gambling Podcast. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here. You come from a land down under. A women go and